Sport on RTE Radio 1.
He's not fussy. Here's Des Cahill.
Good morning to you. We're going to talk about Louth in a moment because Louth last night really put an imprint down as the kings of Leinster football this year, which is a fantastic achievement for a small county. But the story that's getting most headlines this morning is Arsenal's bid to winning the Champions League for the first time has ended again. They were beaten 2-1 in the second leg at Paris Saint-Germain last night. The French side win 3-1 in aggregate and they now meet Inter Milan in the final in Munich. In fairness to Arsenal, they played well. They attacked the French side from the start, but Fabian Ruiz and Achraf Hakimi scored for PSG. Reyes saved a penalty for Arsenal and Bukayo Saka pulled a goal back, but it wasn't enough. PSG, though, they've been great to watch. They play a very fluid attacking style. Their head coach is former Spanish star player Luis Enrique, who's getting huge praise for how he rebuilt this side, and he couldn't hide his joy afterwards.
More happy than anyone. I think the team deserved that achieve. They work a lot during the whole season, and we didn't start the Champions League season at a high level with a lot of matches with, I think, bad luck. But at the end, we are in the final, and I think it's a deserved thing. And I have to say that Arsenal, they played great. They work a lot, playing a great way, and it was difficult for us to get that final.
Now it's going to be Inter. Do you already have that on mind, or is it just a celebration?
Yes, celebration. And now that's the time to think about the two finals that we have to play, the Coupe de France and the Champions League final. And we are trying to make history. We are in the best moment and the right path. And we'll see. We'll see what is going to happen.
Yeah, I think it'll be a great final. It's the last weekend in May. Now, Tottenham midfielder James Maddison is to miss the remainder of the season with the knee injury, the second season-ending injury in a week for Spurs. They also lost midfielder Lucas Bergvall to an ankle injury. So obviously they missed tonight's Europa League semi-final, where Tottenham take a 3-1 lead to play Bodo Glimt in Norway. Manchester United have a 3-0 advantage, meanwhile, in the other semi-final, going into their home leg against Athletic Bilbao. In the Conference League semi-finals, Chelsea are 4-1 up from the first leg in Sweden as they host Djurgården's Fiorentina, 2-1 behind going into their game against Real Betis. And the first of the Championship promotion playoffs tonight, semi-final, sees Bristol City at home to Sheffield United. In Gaelic games, and the O'Neill's Munster under-20 hurling semi-final saw a dramatic late goal by Dermot Stritch give Clare a 1-point victory over Cork. Clare win by 215 to 20 points, a 1-point margin. Mind you, Cork had several chances to equalise in stoppage time. Their last six shots, though, went wide. Clare now play Tipperary in the final. And let's talk about Louth. In the Electric Ireland Leinster Minor football semi-final last night, Louth hammered Dublin by 217 to 18. The victory means Louth have reached the Leinster final at minor, under-20 and senior level this year. Fantastic achievement. They've already won the under-20 final. They play Meath, of course, in the senior final on Sunday. And in the minor final, Louth will play Offaly. Louth beating Kildare by 2 points in an exciting high-scoring game and finished 4-9 to 1-16. We'll have more about Louth's achievement later in the programme. In rugby, Mauro Itoje is expected to be named the first English captain of the British and Irish Lions since Martin Johnson 24 years ago, when the squad for this summer's tour to Australia is announced today. It's desperate luck for the Irish captain Caelan Dorris, who was expected to be named, but of course he suffered that shoulder injury last weekend and is likely to miss the tour. Head coach Andy Farrell will unveil a squad of between 37 and 40 players at a lunchtime event in London in front of an audience of 2,000 people. Finally for now in racing, Aidan O'Brien had the winners of the two classic trials at Chester, with Mini Hawk and Lamborn winning. Chester continues today and is also racing in Tipperary.
All right, Des, thank you very much. We'll talk to you again in under an hour's time.